With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you're there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you won't want to miss. It's a live show, and we're taking your calls at 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600 this week. We'll be joined by guests Vince Allegra, Chad Broderick, Jeff Carroll, and Linda Nichols. Jam-packed lineup of guests. Don't miss a minute of it. You're on with Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, podcasts are available at shalomklein.com, and we're taking your calls at 312-642-5600. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or give them a call at 630-928-0510. So first up on the program, we've got Vince Allegra. Vince, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So you are in an interesting line of work that I can't say I've had much to do with, but tell us a little bit about Midwestern Steel. Sounds like you've been working hard over the past bunch of years at growing a very successful business.
Well, being a subcontractor, and that's the type of work we do, it's strictly something that most of us have started with. Probably for myself, was delivering steel out of the back of my car in the back of the 70s.
Oh, so, wow. So it's been a while, a few decades of working with steel, so you must have a good relationship with the product. And it sounds like you have a great relationship with your customers as well. Tell us a little bit about the people that you work with.
Well, you know, the people I work with or for, let's start with the people that we do work for. We're pretty much a white elephant out, as I would think, in the business world. We reinvent the wheel every day. Our work all comes from working for developers and general contractors. And each job we have to bid. And unfortunately, the low number is the only one that ever gets the bid. So we have to be low, you have to be good, and you have to hopefully be in position to get the next job.
So that's certainly a lesson that our listeners can take advantage of. Never take anything for granted. I like that term. You're reinventing the wheel every single day, and that's what I think being in business really is about: working hard every day, earning a living every day. There's no entitlements in business.
Well, right away you find out there's no free lunches, number one. And then secondly, when you do get a job and you're working hard, the next lesson you learn is no good deed goes unpunished. And then hopefully, if you do the job right, and unfortunately in our world, and it's a pretty tough game, you have to get paid. And the key is you pay your people who work for you, you pay your suppliers, and then you get paid. You're always the last in line. So it's a pretty much a finance game from start to finish.
So it sounds like you've learned a few lessons about being in business. Is there anything that you know now, other than, of course, those valuable lessons you just mentioned, anything that you know now that you wish you knew on day one when you started in the steel business?
Well, that's a loaded question here. So the first thing you want to learn...
I never said this would be easy.
You know, first thing you want to learn that you do learn is that you have to learn how to say no. Okay, that it was so easy when you're fearless, you think you're invulnerable, and you can do anything. So, and unfortunately, you have to have that attitude, or who would want to ever start, work for yourself and be out there, and you work for free, because unfortunately, the one thing you'll learn starting out is you are indispensable, your value is zero, and how else do you build up a receivable without a payable? It's by working for free. So you learn that quickly.
So tell us about the people within your organization. Obviously, it sounds like you are focused on getting the business and bidding on that work, but you have a team of people that you work with every single day.
Well, I'm going to mention some names because
please.
I'm very lucky to be surrounded with people who've been with me for uh, for 30 years now. You know, if next February will be my 40th year in the business. And like I said, that's starting with literally making steel in the shop and deliver it in the trunk of my car. But I'm going to go way back because, you know, if you want to have some real ideas about, and I was thinking about this today, about what it takes to, you know, never give up. I'm going to go way back. I grew up in the 60s, you know, graduated in the 70s. And, you know, suburban family in Elmhurst. And everything was, I don't think I ever was out of the suburbs, you know, till I was 21. I was, you know, a lucky kid. I was, I didn't want for anything, but my father did teach us the value of a dollar. In fact, he owned a car agency since the 40s, Packers, Dodge, Ford. And the value, he taught me how to appreciate a car. Here's a guy, a gentleman with a dealership for, you know, 40 years, and I drove a 66 Falcon in 1975. Until I learned how to wash that car every day. So what I'm getting at is we learned value, we learned principle.
Important lessons.
So I took that, those principles, the day I told my father, you know, I think I'd like to work in the construction business. And he said, well, what are you going to do? I said, well, somebody offered me a job to work outside on top of a roof. He goes, what are you going to do? I said, well, I think I'm going to lay this material down lay the sheets down and you weld them down to the building and they put the roofing on top of it. He goes, you're going to leave the car business for that? I said, you know, it sounds like fun. So 1975 at $6.50 an hour, you go out there and I guess the biggest word I was thinking about today is for $6.50 an hour. And the key was working for somebody else and how could I improve myself? And then once you buy your first truck, you buy your first welder, you hire employees. I think the ultimate task for me to keep me going was fear. The fear that you never wanted to fail.
Sure.
You bring employees on board. And like I said, you never know where your next job's coming from. So the fear of letting them down because, you know, they're putting food on their table for their family. So I guess that was the biggest drive for me.
Well, that's
not letting anybody down. So today, going fast forward, so going from laying metal roof deck down at $6.50 an hour, I started selling steel. I opened Midwestern Steel in February 77, and bought a shop in Indiana, Hammond, in 95. And I'd say today we're probably top 2, 3, 4 steel fabricators in the city of Chicago.
And it sounds like you work hard at that every day. We're chatting with Vince Allegra of Midwestern Steel. Inspirational messages and lessons about being in business. So, Vince, I know you wanted to call out some of those people that you work with.
Well, first and foremost, lucky enough, I've had people come into the office and looking. You know, I never wanted to take on more overhead because the responsibility of it. So a gentleman by the name of Anthony Thomas, Tony Thomas, came to me the day his triplets were born. and I promised him I'd do everything I could to, make things right with him and make it work well for him. And that's 1998. So, you know, what is it? 20 some years ago?
Yeah.
So.
Well, congratulations on that. Yeah. That's great.
And then I was thinking about this. You know, when I grew up, the key was a successful person was a professional man. So, they was pushed to go to college to get an education. Being a doctor would have been great. A lawyer would have been okay. So I didn't quite fulfill those two shoes. But I was lucky enough that my sons listened to me. So I have one son who was magnum cum laude in finance at Villanova, Vincent. And then my second boy, Anthony, became a lawyer. And went to law school and passed the bar and worked in the law business.
And so, you're the entrepreneur.
And then to finish up, Vincent, you know, I didn't want my kids in the business. Who wants to, you know, we rely on our next job. I mean, here, real simple math. We work on anywhere from 5 to 10%. So it's so easy in the world out there to get beat out of 100. So it's pretty hard to make up 100 when you work on 5 to 10. So I wanted my kids get a good education. You know, don't do what I do. You know.
Well, it sounds like you work hard every day and you give a lot of people great opportunities. It's you work hard at earning your business, but it sounds like you're running an honest business, a good business, an interesting industry, Midwestern Steel. So, Vince, believe it or not, we're running out of time. Lots of very, very valuable lessons. Certainly the lesson of working hard and as you said, earning every dollar that comes to you. But Vince, as we are running out of time, I want to make sure we give people the opportunity to get a hold of you, find out more, and maybe even continue that conversation about the lessons that you've learned. Vince, how can people follow up with you?
Well, you call my office anytime. Area code 630-741-0000. Would love to talk to anybody. Be happy to pass on any advice I could.
Appreciate it. Vince Allegra from Midwestern Steel. We appreciate the advice, the information, and certainly look forward to following up with you here on Get Down to Business. Once again, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business, the show that's all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship, on my website at shalomkline.com. Coming up, we got Chad Broderick of the John Buck Company. He's going to be telling us about a fantastic event coming up on June 16th at the Merchandise Mart, benefiting the Big Brothers and Big Sisters, and you don't want to miss it. So after the break, coming right up, we've got more advice, tips, and information for you right here on Get Down to Business. Don't touch that dial.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the North State Steel Traffic Center.
I'm George Katsopoulos, taking a look at your traffic right now on the Edens inbound. Still a little bit slow between Cicero and Montrose, 22 from Lake Hook to Montrose. If you're on the Kennedy inbound, it's backed up between Foster all the way down to the Circle, 40 from O'Hare to downtown, 22 from Montrose. The outbound side a lot better, 11 to Montrose, 33 to the airport. Eisenhower headed inbound Mannheim to Des Plaines, stop and go. Crash blocking two left lanes, taking you just under an hour to go from Thorndale to the Circle from Mannheim, taking you 46. Outbound side 27 to Mannheim, 40 out to Thorndale. Stevenson in, 355 to Lakeshore Drive, 36. The Tri-State is 26. Outbound's clear. Dan Ryan inbound, 95th to downtown, 16, 17 out to 95th. I-57, Bishop Ford calm on the tollways. Jane Adams eastbound, tight between Elmhurst before Lee because of a crash blocking the left lane. AM560 weather right now. It is about 74 degrees with partly cloudy skies. Our next update's at 15 on AM560. The answer.
Senate Bill 3267 would introduce electronic driver tracking and charge you per mile that you drive.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
They're so desperate for money. What's next? Are they going to tax the air we breathe?
This is government at its best, taking blood from your left arm to infuse it into your right arm and spilling half of it on the ground.
We are really broke.
Start your day with Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
Hi there, I'm Dick Smith from the Playmaker Spotlight. Every day I speak with successful CEOs and they share many of the same issues you do. You might feel a bit isolated, perhaps lonely at the top, wishing you could get some fresh thinking and perspectives on challenges you face. Well, this is where I come in. I'm a CEO coach and award-winning chair for Vistage International, an organization of successful executives. I invite you to check out one of my peer advisory groups. Let me answer any of your questions at dick.smith@vistagechair.com.
Caris is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. Caris provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, Caris has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Let's get sentimental. Think about how much your father means to you. Now ask, what am I getting Dad for Father's Day on June 19th? This is gross, but did you know that 82% of all people don't know that you're supposed to change pillows every 2 years or less? Why? Because pillows absorb dead skin, dirt, skin oils, and dust mites that cause allergies, acne, asthma, and who knows what else. So if you haven't already done so, you need a washable MyPillow, and so does your dad. Heck, I may even get one for my dog, Bunky. With a 10-year warranty, it's a great gift and health investment. And you'll sleep better, too. I do. That's why MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. Visit MyPillow.com or call 800-489-0201. Use the promo code Amy for the two-for-one offer. Keep one for you. Give one to Dad. Do it now, 800-489-0201 or online at MyPillow.com. Promo code Amy. 800-489-0201.
You are listening to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. We are powered by our good friends at Tandem HR. Check them out, tandemhr.com. Or give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. Thrilled to continue the conversation with Chad Broderick from the John Buck Company. Joined here in studio by Chad. Chad, thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business.
Thanks, Shalom. It's a pleasure being here today.
Absolutely. So you're a vice president at the John Buck Company. And well, let's start. Tell us a little bit about the company and the work that you do.
Yeah. So the John Buck Company has been around for 35 years here in the city of Chicago. We call ourselves a vertically integrated real estate company, which focuses on leasing, property management, investment management, development management, and construction management. So pretty much everything associated with real estate development and operations, that is what we do and that is what we excel at.
How long have you been with the organization?
I've been with John Buck just about 4 years now.
Fantastic. That's exciting. And the work that you're doing in real estate, is primarily in the Chicagoland area?
Historically, it has been for the John Buck Company. I'd say today about 50% of our work is done here in Chicago. And then the remainder kind of in the major markets. So we've done developments and investments in San Francisco, Philadelphia, D.C., New York in the past, and continue to look for opportunities outside of Chicago.
And it sounds like an interesting, probably every day at the office, probably a little bit different because you're involved in both the investment side, but also it sounds like a lot of the follow-up and a lot of the management as well of the deals as they're going. So life is probably pretty exciting.
Yeah, very much so. It's an opportunity for us as investors or as developers to work with the people on the other side of the business to better know how the asset should operate and how we can appropriately design a building for tenants in the future.
So I'm going to go back to a question that I chatted with Vince Allegra earlier in the program about working, I guess, with people, lessons learned. I know you've been with the John Buck Company for about 4 years now. Is there any sort of lessons that you would want to pass along to listeners of Get Down to Business that sort of you wish you knew going into this a few years ago, maybe about working with people or just real estate in general?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think the most important thing is to continue to work as hard as possible and let people recognize how hard you're working. I'd say that amount of effort that you put in never goes unnoticed. So the reputation that you, have through hard work is going to carry you through, future job opportunities and your career for the long term.
Sounds like a theme that we're going to be hearing this week, which is great. So thank you, Chad. Once again, we're chatting with Chad Broderick of the John Buck Company. But Chad, I've got a silly question for you. What is the real estate community? Why are they getting involved in this? Sounds like a pretty cool event coming up on June 16th. Sounds like an interesting match of real estate and philanthropy. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so this is going to be the 28th annual Spring Fling hosted by the John Buck Company, benefiting the John Buck Company Foundation. And so over the past 28 years, we've been gathering the real estate community in Chicago and raising funds for a charity whose mission is to support the Chicago area and enrich the quality of life for children and families with an emphasis on education. So this year at the Merchandise Mart on June 16th, the beneficiary is going to be Big Brothers Big Sisters of Metropolitan Chicago.
And you sit on the board of the organization.
I do. I sit on the leadership board, which is kind of the young leaders board. I'm the membership chair for Big Brothers Big Sisters leadership board. And it's a great organization. I think everybody's familiar with the mentoring that they do, not only in the communities, but also through their workplace mentoring program.
Well, mentoring is something very important. We talk a lot about it here on Get Down to Business. And shortly in the program, we're going to be chatting with Linda Nichols, who's involved in the recruiting world. And I know we've chatted in the past about mentoring and providing advice. So certainly a great cause, great organization. Who have some of the past recipients of the John Buck Company Spring Fling philanthropy been?
Oh, that's a good question. So last year it was Off the Streets Club, which is an organization on the west side of Chicago. Years past, it's been the Noble School Network, which is a charter school institution in the city of Chicago. Many other Chicago-based organizations that have a focus in early childhood education. The list goes on and on, and hopefully we'll carry on into the future as well.
Well, it sounds like you've got a long track record of supporting good causes, and this is one of the many things that the John Buck Company Foundation is involved in, which is great. So you're not just in business, Chad. It sounds like you're also in the business of doing good, which is exciting. So June 16th, and it's the 28th annual, which is just incredible, 28th annual event.
Correct, correct. And not only do we, you know, get together and the funds benefit a, you know, charitable organization in the city of Chicago, but it also provides the opportunity for the attendees to try 20 different restaurants. It's kind of a mini taste of Chicago, kind of a secondary pool for attendees to come to the event.
Sounds like my kind of an event where you could support a good cause and get good food, too, from dozens of great Chicago eateries. That's fantastic. And if I'm not mistaken, the registration is affordable, and you actually save money if you register in advance, which is great. So I encourage all of our listeners, we'll, of course, make sure we give people the website so people can buy their tickets early. There's also a raffle, if I'm not mistaken, coming up for the event.
That's correct. We do a 50-50 raffle. Unfortunately, all the tickets have been sold up to this point. So there are 1,000 tickets sold. They've all been sold out, and best of luck to any of those ticket holders out
there.
Well,
as they say, you snooze, you lose. And I guess we've got to start plugging next year's John Buck Company's Spring Fling, which I'm sure will benefit another fantastic cause. And hopefully listeners that get down to business will get on that website early on so they could buy their raffle tickets. And 50-50, hey, I mean, listen, everybody can win big, which is great. And this event is the hard work of, sounds like, a bunch of people that have dedicated themselves within the organization. Tell us a little bit about sort of how the planning for the Spring Fling comes together.
Yeah, so the responsibility of planning the event is 100% on the employees of the John Buck Company.
Which also means that the majority of the funds are actually going to the good cause.
Correct. So we have very little expenses associated with this event, which allows for majority of the funds raised to go directly to the organizations that we serve.
So tell us a little bit, again, we're chatting with Chad Broderick, Vice President at the John Buck Company. Tell us a little bit about your involvement with Big Brothers Big Sisters, a great organization. We just talked a little bit about the tremendous opportunities that you're providing in mentoring young adults throughout the Chicagoland area, which is fantastic. How did you get involved in the organization originally?
Yeah, so one of my brother's friends is what they call a match specialist over at Big Brothers Big Sisters. So that was her full-time profession. And I knew she was doing this and had tied to the organization. So when I moved to Chicago 4 years ago, I recognized the opportunity to give back in one way, shape, or form. And Big Brothers Big Sisters and the leadership board was kind of the right organization for me, even though I've never been a big myself. So the opportunity arose. I kind of took it by the horns and joined the membership committee. Became chair of the membership committee shortly thereafter. And the leadership board itself now comprises of about 90 like-minded individuals, some who are bigs, some who are not, but all who want to support the organization and really believe in the theme or the goals and the mission of mentorship.
Well, good for you. And it sounds like now is a great opportunity, obviously, for you in your professional capacity to also dedicate time to making sure that the great organization is being supported. So, Chad, we're running out of time. I want to make sure our listeners, they can't buy raffle tickets because of the strong response, but people can buy tickets and save money by buying their tickets early to the John Buck Company Annual Spring Fling in its 28th year, coming up on June 16th at the Merchandise Mart. How can people find out more?
Yeah, you can go straight to the John Buck Company's website, which is www.tjbc.com. Just click on the links to go to Spring Fling.
It's right there. It's easy to spot on the website, tjbc.com. Check out the links for the Spring Fling. It's coming up. It supports a great cause. And as I said, there's great food that will be there as well. So support a great cause. good food. I promise you a packed show. And coming up after the break, we've got Jeff Carroll, followed by Linda Nichols. More great guest tips and information coming up after the break. We're powered by Tandem HR. Thanks for listening to the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship.
We're so excited about our sold-out golf outing at the Bolingbrook Golf Club coming up on Thursday, June 16th, to benefit Operation Support Our Troops America.
If you weren't able to get in this year, don't worry. You can still reserve a tee time at the Bolingbrook Golf Club anytime this spring or summer by visiting bolingbrookgolfclub.com.
And thanks to the sponsors who are making our golf outing possible.
Agostino's Rock and Roll Deli, Fox River Periodontics, Kyojo, Remax Professionals, Automated Systems Incorporated, and Pearl Mortgage. Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler.
Are we going to build the future with walls or bridges?
Former President Bill Clinton campaigning for wife Hillary in California ahead of Tuesday's primary. The primary vote count continuing in Puerto Rico, where Clinton leads Bernie Sanders. 60 delegates at stake today. Tropical Depression 3, now Tropical Storm Colin. It's now in the Caribbean, headed to the Florida Gulf Coast.
What it will do for Peninsula Florida is put very heavy rainfall across much of the peninsula of Florida. But that's the bad news. The good news is Colin is not in an environment where it is expected to become a hurricane.
National Weather Service meteorologist Dennis Feltkin, a veteran news photographer and video editor for National Public Radio, killed today along with their Afghan translator in Afghanistan. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the North State's Steel Traffic Center.
I'm George Cotsubillos, taking a look at your traffic right now in the Edens inbound. Still a little bit slow between Foster and Montrose, ticket to 21 from Lake Cook to Montrose. On the Kennedy headed in, O'Hare to downtown, 38 from Montrose, 25. Outbound's 11 to Montrose, 31 of the airport. Express lanes open, no delays there. Eisenhower in, Thorndale to the Circle, 53 from Mannheim, 39. Type 2 Wolf and Splains, all because of an earlier crash. On the outbound side, 23 to Mannheim, 36 out to Thorndale. Stevenson in, 355 to Lakeshore Drive, 35 from Tri-State, 25. Outbound's clear. Dan Ryan, I-57, looking good. Bishop Ford outbound from the Ryan to Cottage Grove. It's going to be back up through there. Left lane's blocked off with a crash. 25 from the Ryan to 80-94. Lakeshore Drive, Elgin O'Hare Expressway, fine. Tollways, Jane Addams eastbound, Fussy before Lee. It's going to be back up through there as well. Two left lanes are blocked off with a crash. I-80 eastbound, Larkin to Briggs. Stop and go because of an accident. Our next update's in 15 on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com. Great talent is the driving force behind your successful business. If you don't have the right people in key roles, then you have talent gaps. IMC Solutions identifies those gaps and delivers expertise in recruiting the right talent to fill them, leaving you free to succeed.
Hi, I'm Linda Nichols, founder of IMC Solutions. We're a niche recruiting and staffing firm that specializes in placing human resources and sales professionals. We've created programs that are just right for your small to medium-sized business because we know that you're looking for expertise, but are also looking at the bottom line expenses to your company. You can take advantage of recruiting services that big companies get, but you don't have to pay the big fees. Our programs and solutions are affordable and bring you the people you need.
IMC Solutions understands the unique challenges of your business, making the tough job of hiring easy. Get started on finding your next hire today at imcsolutions.com or call Linda Nichols at 630-637-6200.
I have struggled with irritable bowel syndrome for 40 years. I mean, really struggled with it. And I want you to know that since I have been taking Balance of Nature, I don't have it anymore. After 40 years, I'm 75 years old, and after 40 years of struggling with this and, you know, early on taking all kinds of medication and this, that, and the other thing, back in October, I was able to cancel my appointment with the gastroenterologist. You know, your products have made my life. They have improved the quality of my life so tremendously. I can't be grateful enough. So please thank you all, and please, if you ever have a chance to, please thank Dr. Howard.
Good health is just a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Call now and take the health challenge to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code Chicago.
It's always fun chatting with people on Get Down to Business, people that share similar interests and a similar passion for career jobs and, of course, everything small business jobs and entrepreneurship, which is what Get Down to Business is all about. Joined on the phone by Jeff Carroll. Jeff, thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business.
Shalom. It's good to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So I know you're no stranger to radio. I know you you used to host a weekly series called the Career Revival Tour.
Right.
Curious if there's any top three tips that you can provide for our listeners regarding some of those lessons that you've learned along the way for job seekers.
Well, I think, yes, I would have to say, obviously there's a lot of them, but I would have to say that the kind of the three secrets or in regards to really developing a resilient career, especially in today's marketplace, because it's far different than it was even 5 years ago, is number one, I think a lot of people have to become more focused on creating a job or creating work versus necessarily finding a job. And it's not to say that jobs aren't out there, but what I'm saying is that because we are so one statistics that really, really jumps off the page is that in 2010, 26% of the workforce were contractors or freelancers or non-W-2s. By 2020, that's going to be over 40%. So I guess what I'm saying is the one secret is that people have to know their skills and talents, their brand well enough to know how they could go out in the marketplace and create some jobs or create work for themselves.
So know it well and be able to articulate it as well. Knowing it is
absolutely
one thing, but be able to vocalize it and verbalize it is important too.
Oh, you're so right, Shalom. You're so right. I mean, because it doesn't take very long to ask somebody, so what is your brand? And, you know, you find out that we all can stumble over a couple sentences and, you know, we're not quite sure what that is.
So that's tip number one. Tip number two.
Yeah. Tip number two is that we are always in transition. You know, a lot of people have always thought, well, you know, I don't have a job. I land a job. Ha, I'm safe. You know what I mean? I can breathe a little easier. And you might be able to breathe a little easier for a month or two or maybe a couple of years, depending upon what happens. But the fact is that with companies being bought, sold, mergers, all the kinds of things that happen in today's environment, workplace, it's kind of like we're all in transition all the time.
Of course. Okay? And use your relationships at all times. Don't think that once you've landed, you've landed. Continue to develop those relationships and keep your resume current. You should always, the second you end up at a company, make sure that you're adding that to the top of your resume.
That's so true. In fact, I tell people there's only really two sources of job security in our marketplace, and that is, one, your brand. You know, how do you deliver value in the marketplace? And two, just like you said, Shalom, it's your network. That network is going to be so critical. It always has been, and it always will be, but I think even more so now.
Jeff Carroll, we're chatting once again regarding sort of the continuation of the Career Revival Tour. We're on to tip number three for job seekers. Go ahead.
Okay, tip number three is, and I think a lot of people hear this, but I think it's so true. We have to be the boss of our career. We have to treat our career like entrepreneurs treat their business, because we are our business. I tell people, I am Jeff Incorporated. You're Shalom Incorporated. You have a business that you are trying to continue to grow and develop and expand. And so in some in so many respects, we have to approach our work as an entrepreneur approaches his or her company. Because
so folks in transition are essentially networking for a living. Obviously, their goal is to eventually make a living, but should approach their day just like any sales professional does as well, with that same vigor and intensity. So again, great lessons and tips. But Jeff, as the clock slowly ticks, I want to understand the connection between sort of this career advice, as well as I know you believe that there's a connection with rock and roll songs and lyrics. Tell us a little bit about how you developed that connection.
Yes. Yeah, well, you know, it's one of those kind of serendipitous moments that happened maybe, I'm going to say, 12, 15 years ago, where I was sitting with a friend, and we were talking about rock and roll music and, you know, in adolescence, and I said, well, let's rock and roll through middlescence, you know, so to speak. And so that began kind of the whole thought process around, hey, why don't we take rock and roll, music that is so resilient, and let's look at some of the songs and some of the lyrics and see how they are so related to careers, or should I say, provide some insights into careers. And so that's kind of what started my journey. And when you start, you know, I certainly look at, I use rock and roll music from Petty and Springsteen and Aerosmith, the Eagles. I mean, I'll use any songs, but some of these lyrics are just so,
Well, Jeff Carroll, we're quickly running out of time. I'm going to want to follow up with you on that subject. Fascinating lessons, fascinating tips, and certainly interesting connection between rock and roll and the job search. Jeff, if our listeners want to contact you to learn more, how can they reach you?
Yeah, they can reach me at jeffcarroll16 at Gmail.
jeffcarroll16 at gmail.com. We appreciate your tips. Really, really spot on for the job search. We're going to continue that discussion with recruiter Linda Nichols of IMC Solutions after the break.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the North State Steel Traffic Center.
I'm George Katsopoulos, taking a look at your traffic right now in the Edens. The outbound side a little slow. Montrose Lake Cook taking to 21. Kennedy headed in, O'Hare downtown, 28 for Montrose 15. Outbound's half an hour. Out to the airport, 12 to Montrose. Express lanes are sitting at 12. Eisenhower headed in Thorndale to the Circle, 35 for Mannheim 22. And the outbound trips, 35 to Mannheim, 48 out to Thorndale, tight between Sacramento and 25th. Stevenson headed in, 355 to Lakeshore Drive. Taking you about 38 from the Tri-State's 28. Outbound's 29 to the Tri-State, 39 to 355. Dan Ryan headed in, 95th to downtown, 18. Outbound back to 95th is 16. I-57, Bishop Ford, nothing happening. Lakeshore Drive, usual delays. On the tollway, single delay. Jane Addams eastbound between Higgins and Route 53. Stop and go due to road work. AM 560 weather. Right now it is 74 degrees and sunny. Our next update's in 15 minutes on AM 560. The Answer.
Hi there, I'm Dick Smith from the Playmaker Spotlight. Every day I speak with successful CEOs and they share many of the same issues you do. You might feel a bit isolated, perhaps lonely at the top, wishing you could get some fresh thinking and perspectives on challenges you face. Well, this is where I come in. I'm a CEO coach and award-winning chair for Vistage International, an organization of successful executives. I invite you to check out one of my peer advisory groups. Let me answer any of your questions at dick.smith@vistagechair.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop, high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
The door opens at Midlothian Music. And just like that, you're a customer for life.
With their huge inventory of hundreds of guitars, drum kits, and string instruments, they've got you covered. Midlothian Music, the largest American-made selection of handcrafted name-brand instruments, lessons for every level of musician, and free lifetime in-house repair and service. Midlothian Music. After 54 years of success, they live and breathe music. Whether a beginner or a pro, Midlothian Music has the right equipment at the right price to make you a true rock star in your band or in your band. Talk to the pros in person 7 days a week. Midlothian Music, 708-403-3733, or visit MidlothianMusic.com. That's MidlothianMusic.com.
Continuing that discussion that we just had with Jeff Carroll, great advice, by the way, I'm joined here in studio by Linda Nichols of IMC Solutions. Linda's a returning guest on the program, and last time provided some great advice that I know very beneficial to our listeners, both employers as well as folks in transition. So you run a boutique recruiting firm, and I want to sort of pick those words apart. Tell us why IMC Solutions, why you are a boutique recruiter and a boutique recruiting firm.
Great question. Thank you, Shalom. Well, just as you think of a boutique clothing store as a place where you would walk in and custom order a suit that is going to fit you perfectly, a boutique recruiting firm does the same thing for its clients. We're going to customize our approach, our services, and our expertise to your business for that position that you need to fill.
So just to refresh our listeners, tell us a little bit about some of the positions that you recruit for that again, as a boutique recruiter, you don't just do anything. You're very focused, and it sounds like you could provide a great value to many companies in the Chicagoland area in helping them find their talent. But what kind of companies are ideal?
Well, we serve every industry, truly, but our niche areas of expertise are in recruiting recruiters and human resource professionals, as well as sales. That being said, there probably is not a profession, business profession, that we haven't recruited for over the years, including finance, operations, administration. Really, as long as it's within the business realm, we've filled those positions, engineering, IT.
So many of our listeners, they're listening to the radio, they hear the ads for the various websites that say, you know, post your job here and we'll post it on a million websites and you'll attract the talent that you need. You'll fill the position in no time. You and I have laughed about this in the past, but we know that maybe that happens occasionally. But if you want the really, really, really good talent, the person that's going to stick with you, you need to work with a recruiter. So tell us why a recruiter works better than a website.
Well, because we're live human beings.
Ah, that's a good one.
We are out there every day reaching out to, and talking to and communicating with professionals. A website is just that. It's a click. It's a mouse click. This is one live human being talking to another to find out what that person is made of, what their career is composed of, and how it would potentially fit our client's opportunity.
And you, as a boutique recruiter, as we talked about just a moment ago, you're involved in looking at a lot of resumes, speaking with a lot of talent. And I know that you've seen the good and the bad in terms of resumes, as well as job descriptions as well, because I know you and the folks that you work with are very involved in helping, partnering with organizations to ensure that they are well-positioned to attract that talent. But tell us about some of the worst things that you've seen, and maybe we'll talk about some of the best things if we have time too. But tell us about the worst resumes and the worst job descriptions that you've come across.
Well, the worst job descriptions are probably the ones that are 3 pages long.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You probably don't even know at the end of reading it what the person is supposed to be doing, as well as if that person really does exist.
There are 500 requirements, and that client wants to fill every one of them and one human being, and it won't happen.
Well, it sounds like you are an important educator to the CEO or to the head of recruitment or hiring at organizations, sort of a reality check, if you will.
It is. Every recruiting process is a sifting process. You start with the big funnel and you throw a lot of information in, but through the search search and interviewing process, you really refine that requirement so that at the time that we're down to the final candidates, now the client really knows exactly what they're looking for, and we've got the candidates to match that.
We're chatting with Linda Nichols of IMC Solutions, a boutique recruiting firm focusing on, you've worked with companies of all shapes and sizes, if you will, but again, a very unique focus on, or a lot of experience, rather, in working on attracting, finding sales professionals, HR talent, and recruiters as well, which is interesting because that's what you do, so you certainly know a thing or two about that. So you just described the absolute worst job descriptions that you've seen, as well as how IMC Solutions helps repair that process and working with companies. What about resumes?
Well, probably the number one frustrating trend that I see on resumes right now is for a candidate to not include their contact information. I see resumes without an email, without a cell phone, without a street address we don't need. I do need to know what city and state you live in, though.
That's basic if you want to help them get a job somewhere within 150 miles of where they live.
I like to say, what planet are you on if I don't know where you are?
Literally, what planet are you on if you're not filling in those details? So, Linda Nichols, you're a wealth of knowledge and information, a boutique recruiting firm, IMC Solution, and you're involved in partnering, hand-holding the companies that you work with, your clients, and helping them make sure that the process looks as easy as it can be, make sure that they're not getting, as those radio ads might say, millions and millions of applicants. You're making sure that they're getting the good applicants, the folks that are listing their address and their contact information, which is great. So, Linda, we'll, of course, have you on over the next few weeks. But until then, if our listeners want to get a hold of you and they want to continue the conversation about recruiting talent, how can they get a hold of you?
Absolutely. They can call us at 630-637-6200 or visit our website, www.imcsolutions.com.
IMCsolutions.com. Lots of tips and advice available for you. Speaking of tips and advice, after the break, I've got some tips and advice on how your business card should look, so you don't want to miss it. You're listening to the show that's all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. We are powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or give them a call, 630-928-0510. Again, more tips and advice after the break. Thanks, Linda. We'll be sure to have you back on real soon.
Great talent is the driving force behind your successful business. If you don't have the right people in key roles, then you have talent gaps. IMC Solutions identifies those gaps and delivers expertise in recruiting the right talent to fill them, leaving you free to succeed.
Hi, I'm Linda Nichols. One of our startup technology clients needed to hire account executives to generate more business and get their product to market. As a young company, they didn't have the budget to hire an internal recruiting staff, so we presented our fixed cost solution where they utilized our internal recruiters as their offsite recruiting team. Clients benefit because we're using our resources and recruiting expertise to find top salespeople they need to hire. We give them guarantees that no other search firm does. Win-win for all.
IMC Solutions understands the unique challenges of your business, making the tough job of hiring easy. Get started on finding your next hire today at imcsolutions.com or call Linda Nichols at 630-637-6200.
If you currently use a CPAP system, I've got an important question for you. Are you sure you're keeping your CPAP system clean enough? Like, really sure? A dirty CPAP system is a perfect breeding ground for germs. Put that mask on, and they've got a direct line to your body. Talk about a fast way to get sick. Fortunately, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs in minutes. To introduce it to the world, they want you to try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-422-1474. SoClean eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. Supplies are limited, so don't wait. Call 1-800-422-1474. 1-800-422-1474.
You can find out about all of my events at ShalomKlein.com. And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560 The Answer. Many, many people overlook the value of having a professional business card that accurately reflects your brand image, yet that small, tiny little piece of paper can be an important part of your collateral package. It's often the first item prospects receive from you, so it's your first opportunity to make a strong, positive impression on them. The preponderance of doing-it-yourself online business card printing companies is an interesting and somewhat troubling phenomenon, if you ask me. With limited exceptions, it's fairly easy to spot an inexpensively produced card. When you choose to go cheap on your business cards, what message does that send to those with whom you want to do business? Are you really doing yourself any favors by missing out on the opportunity to start building a positive brand image right from the start? Cheaper isn't always better when it comes to first impressions. Give clients a great first impression with these tips and tactics. First of all, regarding some design tips, enlist a professional designer unless you have the skills yourself to design those business cards. Ideally, the person tasked with designing your card will also be designing your other collateral. So you keep it, you have a brand, a message. You want to keep it simple. Business cards are typically 3.5 by 2 inches, except when they're not, we'll talk a little bit about some other creative ideas. So you don't have that much space to work with. Don't make your logo too large. Don't make the type too small. And keep to the standard business card size unless you're very adventurous and very creative. A round card, for instance, is quite memorable, but won't fit in standard business card holder devices like I have in my pocket right now. You must be willing to trade convenience for memory if you choose an unconventional shape or size. When you talk about content, you want to be deliberate about choosing the information that's going to appear on your card. You want to decide what's important. Your name certainly needs to be there, the name of your company, your logo, your phone number, email address, space permitting. You could add your physical address, fax number, cell phone number, company website address, but don't clutter things up too much with the design. Simpler and cleaner is always better. And keep the back blank or use it for non-critical information. How often will people see the back of your business card? Traditional card storage modes assume that the side is blank. If you do wish to put copy on it, make sure that the information is of a supplemental nature, your company's mission or tagline. I know I've had guests on in the past that have advocated for filling the backside of the business card, which I think is a good idea. I don't think you want to waste that space. At the same time, you don't want to put critical information. Don't continue your contact information on the backside of the card where people won't be able to look at it or find it easily if they're putting it in a business card holder. Probably put your mission statement on the back. Probably put maybe a little tagline or something cute or comical. While business cards should promote your brand identity, they shouldn't be confused with advertising. Bottom line, think about how you use other people's business cards when you make decisions regarding your own. Do you get frustrated when you can't quickly find the information you need? Is the type too small to read? Is it printed in a font that's hard to decipher? Do cheaply produced cards make you think less of the person or company represented? Does it take you a while to realize whose card it is, what company that person works for? Don't make those same mistakes when designing your business card. It's that simple. Make sure it's a positive reflection of both you and your company, and it mirrors your well-defined brand identity. That's my tips for you. Again, you could always hear it every morning at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560 The Answer, and you could get on my website, shalomkline.com. That's where you can download podcasts of Get Down to Business and find out sneak peek of who's going to be on next week on the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. This week, we had a great lineup of guests. Vince Allegra of Midwestern Steel, Chad Broderick of the John Buck Company, telling us about their annual spring fling benefiting the Big Brothers and Big Sisters coming up on June 16th. We had Jeff Carroll giving some tips for job seekers. Linda Nichols of IMC Solutions giving tips and advice for companies that are hiring. And as always, Get Down to Business is powered by our friends at Tandem HR. I encourage you, get on the phone with them today. Give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. You'll find out why we call them our solution center. It's because they have so much tips, advice, and information for all of our listeners. And join our happy listeners that have gotten in touch with the team at Tandem HR. Visit them online, tandemhr.com. Once again, get on my website, shalomkline.com. To success, let's get down to business. We'll talk to you next Sunday at 6 p.m. Thanks for tuning in this week.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have...